Welcome back to the Immigration Update Podcast, the podcast that immigration professionals and foreign nationals turn to for up-to-the-minute information. Today is part four of our six-part deep dive into the O-1B visa. You can go back to our last three episodes to catch up if you missed them. This series is about the often convoluted language in the USCIS regulations that gets glossed over and misunderstood and can lead to mistakes, delays, and RFEs in visa applications. One criterion that often causes problems of understanding requires evidence that the artist, quote, has a record of major commercial or critically acclaimed successes, as evidenced by such indicators as title, rating, standing in the field, box office receipts, motion pictures or television ratings, and other occupational achievements reported in trade journals, major newspapers, or other publications, end quote. Once again, one of those very long sentences that only USCIS can seem to create. But what does it mean? And what do you need to show to satisfy this criterion? And why do so many people get it wrong? I'm podcast producer Mike Polsonella. I'd like to mention that this episode of the podcast comes from an article that was written by immigration partner Lynn Walker. The article appears in full on her LinkedIn page and is part of a six-part series covering important topics about the O-1B criteria over the next few weeks. Lynn will be following that up with an O-1A series that you won't want to miss. So, of course, we'll be covering it here on the podcast as well. You have options of how to get this material. After listening to this podcast, please head over to LinkedIn and follow Lynn Walker. She posts many articles of interest to the immigration law community, and even within this article, there'll be some links that you can only access over on LinkedIn. I highly recommend you check out her feed and follow. And as always, please spell Lynn, L-I-N, when searching for her content. So, let's get back to O-1Bs. And since I am reading Lynn Walker's words, I'll be speaking again in the first person. So let's read that long sentence again that explains the criterion that we'll be talking about today. The USCIS regulations requires evidence that the artist, quote, has a record of major commercial or critically acclaimed successes as evidenced by such indicators as title, rating, standing in the field, box office receipts, motion picture or television ratings, and other occupational achievements reported in trade journals, major newspapers, or other publications, end quote. Do you have that memorized? Well, you don't need to, because we're going to talk about what it means and what you need to show to satisfy this criterion. To satisfy this particular criterion, you must make a three-part showing. One, the artist has a record of major commercially acclaimed successes. Or, two, the artist has a record of critically acclaimed successes. And, three, these successes are documented by ratings, box office receipts, sales or revenues generated by the artist, by standing or ranking in the field, or by other occupational achievements as reported in major media. Now, I want you to notice that between one and two, I said or, so it's either one or two, but and number three. And that's important to recognize. So let's pick this apart a little bit. First, I want to cover what USCIS does not accept as satisfying this criterion. With very few exceptions, views, likes, or comments on social media such as LinkedIn, X, Facebook, Threads, and Instagram do not count. They don't count at all. So what does USCIS accept? Well, when looking to satisfy the, quote, record of major critically acclaimed successes, end quote, the evidence is more limited. There must be, quote, public-facing praise or positive reviews in the relevant field, such as from professional art, television, or film critics, end quote. And such reviews must appear in major media. That's very important. However, when looking to satisfy the, quote, record of major commercial successes, end quote, the evidence can be more diverse. For example, if the artist is a musician, the evidence may include record sales, music recording certifications such as platinum, gold, or diamond, ranking or rating on popular music charts, sold-out performances or tours, and royalty payments. And this is where, in the LinkedIn article, Lynn provides a link to the USCIS Government Policy Manual so you can really see how USCIS defines these things. So let's wrap up part four, another short episode for you. Your pro tip for this episode, and for every episode of this series, as you've been probably figuring out, is to read the regulations and USCIS policy manual carefully, and ensure that you are providing documentary evidence that satisfies the entirety of the criterion as defined by USCIS, not just a summary of what you think it means, or worse, only what you have evidence to show. See you next week for part five. Thanks for listening to the Immigration Update Podcast with Attorney Lynn Walker. We'll be back next week with more breaking news of interest to the immigration law community. If you like what you hear, please follow, rate, and review the podcast. It really helps us grow. If you'd like to suggest a topic for our podcast or have any questions about your particular business immigration situation, please contact Lynn at lwalker@miner.com. That's lwalker@meyner.com. Disclaimer. The information contained herein is intended only for educational or informational purposes and is not a substitute for legal advice. Further, listening to this podcast in no way establishes an attorney-client relationship between you and Miner & Landis LLP. Listeners should consult legal counsel for definitive advice regarding the current law and regulations and how those apply to your unique situation within your organization.